Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-933-2911. 1-800-933-2911. 1-800-933-2911.
You are listening to Unleash Your Magic with Goddess Arian Moore.
And welcome to the show tonight. This is Goddess Arian Moore, and this is Unleash Your Magnificence. And I hope you've had an amazing day today. And tonight, I have my special guest, Dr. Lori Moore. Now, our show tonight is A Key to Love and the Invitation That Our Animal Friends Offer Us. Dr. Lori offers counseling sessions for people and animal communication sessions as well. She is available in person, by phone, by email, and by Skype. Her television show, Universal Love and Animal Communication, is played on a variety of television stations in the United States. You may have also seen or heard of her on the In Company of the Angels, Fox News, CNN, Seeing Beyond, or numerous other television and radio shows. She is the author of Creating Intimacy and Anna Miracles. When you are ready to change your life but not sure how, call Dr. Lori Moore. She has successfully helped hundreds of people. When you wish to know what your animal wishes to say to you, call Dr. Lori Moore, expert animal communicator known for her co-teaching with Penelope Smith. Dr. Lori Moore is available at www.animiracles.com. That's A-N-I-M-I-R-A-C-L-E-S.com. And join me in bringing Dr. Lori on. Hello, Dr. Lori. How are you doing today?
Hi, Carol. I'm doing wonderfully. Just enjoying the beautiful, warm energy moving through life, and so happy to be back on the show. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you back. And this episode, the series is just going across so well, and so many people are starting to learn about their animals and the messages from their animals and what their animals can do for them.
I'm happy that people are tuning in that way, because when we listen to our animals, we're required to listen to our own hearts, and just listening to our intellect or our mind doesn't allow us to experience the communications that animals are offering. So we're required to look into our own heart, and the more we do that, the more we connect to a universal heart, where we find that all of us really have one heart, and it's beating through us each in a unique way.
Oh, that is so true. Now, on some of the other shows, we've talked a little bit about music that has been coming up a lot the last little while, and I was just curious about how our animals are with respect to the music that we listen to, or the music that they seem to, is there like a preference that our pets have for music, or something that can enhance the communication and the relationship we have with our pets and our learning?
Well, music is affecting people in the same way that it's affecting animals. It's putting out not only a verbal message if it has singing in it, but it's putting out a vibration. And the vibration, as we know from Dr. Emoto's work, can affect beings in a very intricate way. So for anyone who doesn't know Dr. Emoto's work, he studied water, and when water was given lots of thanks and warmth, beautiful designs formed crystal images that were symmetrical and appealing. And when water was given messages such as, I don't like you or I hate you, the designs became ones that universally were looked at as feeling somewhat just not appealing and not harmonious. So embedded in any music is some kind of vibration. And studies have shown that if someone sings, for example, in front of an audience, within a very short time, the vocal cords of everyone in that audience are vibrating in exactly the same way as the person who's singing. So when we're receiving music, our energy field, our cells start to reorganize in rhythms, and those rhythms are the same as what we're listening to. So an animal can be brought to deep peace, an animal can be assisted with joy, just like a human, based on music that is being listened to. So the intention of the music is going to affect the animal, and there's many kinds of music that bring upliftment or beauty or joy, and I'm just thinking of crystal bowls and sitars and music that's really focused on assisting in that way. Music can actually heal the body, and animals, like people, can have preferences, so they might appreciate different tones more than others. Or, you know, I know of some birds who really like to dance, so they have particular music they like to listen to do their dancing. And so everyone's different, but my main comment is just that music affects us in a very deep way. It can reorganize, just like meditation, how we're feeling, how we're perceiving, and animals are affected by music in the same way we as humans are.
So based on that information, is there any recommendation you would make? Like, is there any side effects for people who listen to very harsh music with respect to our pets?
Well, if music is being played that's harsh and that has anger in it, that's affecting the pet. The animal is being affected. Their health is being affected. Their equilibrium is being affected, just like in the case with a person. So if the intention, the purpose, aim behind playing some music, you might hear a little rustling. I'm looking for some music I wanted to recommend for your animal. I'm forgetting the name. Here's something we listen to a lot at my seminars. It's called Returning by Jennifer Beerzan. It's a beautiful piece of music. I find people and animals, it takes them right to their heart. And, of course, everyone has personal preferences, so I'm not saying that anyone should take on my personal preferences. I'm just giving some ideas of some music that's soothing for animals and focusing for animals. And here's one called Reiki Whale Song by Kamal. And there's all kinds of music when you start to look for it that just can help bring harmonies that animals respond to and feel happy about. Yes, I do get calls where people don't bring up music and their animals actually mention to me that music or television being played in the house is being experienced by the animals very distracting and staticky. So music that kind of is busy and fights the environment is often something an animal is not going to resonate with, because animals are very connected to nature and natural harmonies, and music that is of that nature can be very, very positive for animals.
Oh, that's good to know. It's funny because when I turn on my vacuum cleaner, or if I cut my lawn or do anything, my blow dryer on, and I mean, I'm not a products person or a blow dryer person very often, but the odd time you have to, Finn goes berserk. He barks, he tries to bite it, he tries to attack it, he doesn't like it.
Yeah, well, that sound is really, he's speaking to his animal nature, so he's hearing something that feels worthy of being attacked or defended. And so that's a great example of just how powerful sound is, not only to animals but humans. We can become more guarded against it, or numb, but sound affects us deeply. When the electricity was out for about 4 days recently, it was so nice because I couldn't hear anything. And in the silence, I did hear something beautiful. I heard the tones of the universe. I just heard the angelic singing that goes on all the time that I don't always hear when I'm hearing electrical currents in the air, because there are so many these days. And in the silence, I could hear the trees, and each tree is singing a tone. And so there is a great healing beauty to the natural sounds that are offered, and animals really hear that and respond to that. And sometimes all of our additional noises feel like additives to them, or speak to them in such a way that they feel there's something to ward off. And so thank you for bringing up sounds and music. I didn't know we'd be speaking about that today, and it's a topic I just love to talk about.
It's just following my intuition. I've watched Finn, and at times I don't like using the vacuum for numerous reasons. But it has to be used at times, and it's very traumatic in the household when I go to use the vacuum or my blow dryer. So I try not to, but you have no choice.
Well, we have machines that we use for the way that we live, and this is no commentary on that they're bad or wrong. They're not. I use vacuums, I use blow dryers. There's nothing, we're not commenting anything's wrong, but they are loud noises that animals can feel sensitive about, and so we're commenting on how it might feel to an animal who's more tuned into natural rhythms and sounds that are taking place in nature and all the time before our added ones. There's a more harmonious experience, like I was saying, in the silence when the electricity was out and all you could hear was silence. In that silence, there was a great harmonious beauty. There were sounds and tones coming from the trees and the angels, and it was so peaceful and just wonderful to hear that. Sometimes when we teach the seminars, when I have the animal communication seminars in Hawaii, we have one coming up on Big Island in March, and if you're interested in getting more information on that, go to animiracles.com. That's animiracles.com. Sometimes when we're in Hawaii, there's a less bombardment over in Molokai and Big Island, two of the islands we spend a lot of time with, Kauai sometimes, of sound where we are by the ocean. We're hearing the ocean, and we're hearing less machinery, human sound, and it's very refreshing, and it can take us back to a deeper stillness where the animals are very tuned in, where their grounding point is, where our natural grounding point is before distractions of conditioning unprogram us from that. So we can get back to that, and it's a very peaceful, beautiful experience to have. anything can come through that, all kinds of emotions or moods or situations. Not all situations are harmonious. A big storm can be knocking down trees, but I'm talking about something deeper that holds all of it, that can be accessed in silence. And from that, beautiful music is often generated that animals respond to very well.
I know when Finn's in the forest, he's a completely different dog. And when he's on the beach, it's funny because he has two different personalities, one when he's running in the forest and one when he's on the beach. He does love the beach, though. There's something about being on the beach with him that it just, you see him in his element running down the beach in the water, you know, the waves coming in, and it's fun to watch him, although he's full of sand afterwards, but.
We all have our different responses to the wood, the forest, or the water, the ocean, the sun, the air, and we respond, and animals respond to the different elements. We're made out of those elements. Everything occurring in the biological world is comprised of those elements. So those elements are very, very powerful and affect our balances and how we tune to each other and participate with one another. And we have a lot to be grateful for, those who generate those elements, like the trees and the earth and the sun and the air and the water bodies, that we exist only because of that, and how fortunate we are. And I think animals have a kind of reverence and natural respect and gravitation towards honoring this.
Oh, that's well put. So well put. Now, from a point of view with, I'm going to talk a bit about healing for people and for pets, because we're talking about music and we're talking about being in a natural environment and reducing some of the man-made stimuli. Does it help pets who are who are having health crises, or people who are having health crises, to try and be in nature from the point of view of around water, there's more ionization, or in the forest, there's a stillness and a different energy again in the forest? Are at times, are these the things our pets are trying to get us to if we're struggling with something?
There's a natural balancing quality in the elements of the earth, the water, the sun, and the air that can profoundly readjust us. And I'm not suggesting people try this in place of whatever medical and veterinarian care they need, not at all. But I am responding by saying that there's a natural balancing, and that could be called healing effect, by being with what's created authentically and naturally, where nothing has been displaced and recompositioned, such as sitting on the Mother Earth or swimming in the arms of the beautiful oceans or rivers or lakes, or feeling the sun, the loving sun, move through us and breathing the air, the healthy air. So, yes, animals tend to gravitate towards nature, which is really where we all come from. And sometimes if somebody's been very conditioned because they were born in a city, a person or animal, maybe for a person it's at first very shocking and scary to get back to a quiet place in nature. But for animals, I could be wrong, but I haven't heard of an animal who doesn't naturally adjust. They might not have the same capacities as if an animal raised by parents, animal parents in the wild who have learned what it takes to survive in the wild. That's a different story. But even animals who are born outside of nature tend to acclimate well to natural surroundings and respond and receive from being on the earth, in the sun, in fresh air. Some swim, some don't, near water. Swimming isn't what they do.
Yeah, no, Finn is not a real big person on water per se. It's funny because when the wave's coming in, he doesn't like that, but as the waves receding, he'll jump in the water. But as soon as it starts to move in again, you see him like jump back out. It's actually really very funny to watch him dealing with the water, because again, he was born way up north in Canada, way way up north in the bush, but I don't think he was really exposed to big water, and it's funny to watch him by the beach here, because we're now at salt water. And we go to the surfer's beach there, so it's not like it's really big waves, but it's funny to watch him interact with the waves.
It sounds really sweet, and we each have our own unique response to different elements, like you said, partially based on where we're born and what we experience, partially based on what we inherit biologically, what kind of species we are, or just what we come in with as a soul and personality characteristics we have. So everyone's going to have a unique response, and it's fun to hear about Finn's.
Oh, that's so true. Now, if you'd like to call in and speak to Dr. Lori tonight, the call-in number we're using is 347-215-7664. Now, the next caller is going to receive a special gift, an autographed copy of Dr. Lori's book, Creative Intimacy, A Practical Guide to Better Relationships, and also a DVD featuring one episode of Dr. Lori Moore's television show, Universal Love, and Animal Communication. So just call in the number, and don't forget to press 1 to raise your hand. Now, you can ask pretty well most questions of Dr. Lori. But also, Dr. Lori does have the amazing ability of giving you a message that your pet needs you to hear, either here or an animal that's passed over. So if there's something that's on your mind or a pet that's passed over that's on your mind, perhaps there's a message that you need to hear. Now, being that we're coming into the holiday season, is there anything that we should know about our pets or how what we can do to make it easier for our pets? Because I know it has to cause some stress for our animals because things change so dramatically at the Christmas season.
Well, if there's stress in an environment, if there's stress in a home, then an animal's going to feel that stress. So if the intention, if the purpose, aim of whatever people celebrate, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, Kwanzaa, the solstice, whatever it is that's being celebrated, the intention of all the holidays was originally an intention of peace and joy. So I guess I have a personal question to anyone who's creating stress around the holidays, and the question is why? And please don't feel anyone any need to answer to me, but I would just ask yourself. Yes, if you find it an opportunity to create stress, then your animal will receive that. And if you find it an invitation to return to what's inside you and find that peace, your animal will get to share that with you. Your animals are returning to what's inside them regardless of what you do. So my invitation to everyone, because that was a rather abstract comment, is to focus on your heart and your experience in this moment now, and to find out what it is you are experiencing in this moment now, if it's a thought or a physical sensation or an emotion, whatever it is, to give yourself so fully to the experience, not the discussion of it, but the experience you're having, just on a feeling level right now, in this moment now, and to find out where that takes you. And that is the spacious place in which your animals are living. And I invite everyone to make that what the holidays are about, because there's no rules. We can make life however we want. And 2012 is a great time. People are looking for a new world. Well, it requires that we tune in to our own selves very deeply and be the creators and the surrenderers rather than the reactors. So what you bring to your house is what your animals will receive at any time of the year.
That is so true. I was just thinking around the holiday seasons that at times we create so much stress with respect to expectations, how we have to do things perfectly or trying to find the perfect gift. I'm just assuming it definitely affects our pets, and perhaps we can take a cue that we're out of alignment by watching our pets if our pets are acting more stressed, or that's kind of an awakening for us to pay attention, because at times you just go into that automatic robot mode where you just start driving through and doing things.
Well, if somebody out there is having a challenge with the holidays coming up, I invite you to call in and to receive some support and assistance so that you can internally reorganize yourself so that you find a place to generate whatever it is you're creating from a source of peace rather than a source of stress. And that's very true, that the feeling that one has to create something that others will approve of or that is just perfect can come up for many people. And there's ways to take ourselves through that, to embrace that, to be with the feeling of that, so that we reemerge in something completely different. So I'd be happy to take someone through that experience now, so that what I'm saying doesn't just become theory, but is actually an experience.
That would be terrific. So if you'd like to call in about that, please do. Now we have a caller. Are you ready to take a caller, Dr. Laurie?
I love talking to callers. Welcome. Yes.
Okay. We have 229. Hello.
Hi, Goddess. It's Jay from North Carolina.
Hello, Jay. Before I let you speak to Dr. Laurie, I'm going to give you the instructions for you to receive your gift copy of Dr. Laurie's book, Creative Intimacy, A Practical Guide to Better Relationships, and a DVD featuring one of her episodes of the Universal Love and Animal Communication. So do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do right now.
Okay, so after you speak to Dr. Laurie, I want you to call
877-477-7007.
And that's a U.S. number. So this is also the number that people can call to book sessions or purchase their own copies of Dr. Laurie's book. And you're going to make sure that you call in and leave your name and address to receive the gift.
Awesome.
So, and those calling to schedule a session or make a purchase, leave your name and number there also. And so now I'll turn you over to a Dr. Laurie.
Hi,
Dr. Laurie.
Hi.
I've got a male dog, Odie. He's a West Highland Terrier. And he, coincidentally, I am a composer and I play the piano and I sing. And he loves my music and he comes and sits in between my feet whenever I play the piano. He's like the best dog ever. He has one weird habit, though, that I haven't been able to figure out what's going on, is that no matter how much water I put down, he drinks it all, and he'll drink so much water that he'll get done, and then he'll walk out, and then he'll burp, and he'll, like, throw up water.
Okay, I'm going to talk to him about that, and before I do, I would just want to say something else, that he is just a really strong satellite of ease and peace, and he's very patient, and he listens, and he watches very, very carefully from this very, really peaceful place, and he sends out that kind of a signal. He has a deep urge to be in communion and cooperation, and I want to ask you, before I check in and ask him why is he doing that, if you have consulted a vet about that.
I did say something to the vet, and she said, well, maybe he has allergies.
Okay. Well, I also wanted to suggest you might call in. Is Dr. Blake still on the air, Carol, these days?
Yeah, he has 5 more episodes. I'm not sure what day he's coming in. We're just in the process of rebooking the dates now, but he will be coming back on.
Okay, because there's a if Odie's doing that, there's some kind of physical imbalance, most likely, that Dr. Blake could address. But I'm going to find out from him what his experience is of why he's doing it, and you're going to hear silence for a moment so I can talk to him.
Okay.
Well, inside the habit, there's definitely an emotional aspect to it as well as physical. Something very uncomfortable comes up. It's like this compulsion comes up, and there's definitely a different energy inside of him that he's picking up from something in the environment that's not him and is not you. It's like something is in energy that's just floating in the environment needs to be cleared out of there because it causes a chaos. And for some reason, when he sees the water, it goes into this habit. He loses it. He feels out of control. And the soul that I'm experiencing him to be, that is like this satellite for patience and peace, just gets taken over by this other energy. So that energy needs to be cleared out. It's like a predator. It's like a invasive energy that's an energy without a body. It's a disembodied energy that somehow got into the space. And
okay. I've white saged my house before, and I've done holy water on it. I've actually felt like the house has some kind of attachment to me that I've been trying to get it to release me. So.
There's a... I can give you the name of someone who does clearings of just kind of astro energies or energies that are disembodied and bothering animals and people. His name is Wayne Hoff. I've sent lots of people to him. He's wonderful. His number is 831.
Hold on a second. 831.
818-6980. And that's WayneHoff.com. And I'm going to check in with Odie again and just see if there's anything more to this that needs to be known. Just a minute. Does anyone else live with you and Odie?
Well, my son, Odie's actually, I actually got him for my daughter, who never has lived with me. And I got him, and then she went to live with her mother, and he became my son's dog. And then my son's away at college, so he's not my dog.
somebody, and I haven't figured out who yet, somebody has a feeling of loneliness that Odie picks up on. Loneliness isn't good or bad, right or wrong. It's something we all feel at times. And Odie starts expressing that in a kind of way that's got somehow distorted. So I don't know who Odie's connecting to.
It's probably me. I mean, I'm alone. I'm my kids are gone, and
you feel a feeling of loneliness, can you feel it in yourself right now? A feeling that comes sometimes of loneliness?
I do have periods of loneliness, but, I'm really an alone person because I'm a composer. But I do feel like out here where I live, because I moved to the woods, I feel a lot more lonely.
Okay, so right now, can you feel just kind of that wave of vibration that goes from your heart and goes all through your body called loneliness? Just give yourself 100% to feeling it.
Okay, I believe I can feel it. It's a slight tension.
Okay, so fully merge, and thank you for being willing to do this, fully merge into that slight tension and find out what happens. Just give yourself, on a sensation level, 100%, like you give yourself to the music. Give yourself for a moment to that experience of the slight tension and find out what happens. And just really go into that place where it feels kind of solid or locked. Go into that 100% around your heart. And what are you experiencing in this moment now?
It's hard because my heart has so much joy in it.
That's great. You're not supposed to feel like lonely or do a cathartic psychological thing. It's, that's great. I'm happy you feel joy. Good. Odie is connecting to you at that point. When you go into the loneliness, Odie's just calling you into it. So you go deeper into it, and then you'll find joy in it. You'll find emanating peace in it. You'll find whatever you find in it. You might find sorrow in it. You'll find whatever you find in it. But he connects to you, and he's kind of pulling you into something deeper. So just go into that joy right now and find out what happens next. Go fully into that beautiful joy that you feel familiar with and accept. And what are you experiencing in this moment?
I feel very calm and serene.
Okay, awesome. And Odie has that too, that calm, serene, vibrating energy. And I know you felt that many times, and that's yours. And so it's both of yours. And so next time, definitely consult about the water with Dr. Blake. But also, and I advise calling Wayne, but next time that's occurring, just notice, do a scan and notice anything that you're feeling. in yourself emotionally, and then give yourself 100% to the sensation of it and find out where it takes you.
When he drinks too much water, you mean?
Yeah.
I've limited his water, so now he doesn't do it as regularly. But I just didn't understand why he, I mean, it's such an odd thing.
I would approach it from all three angles I suggested, because really, and it is, it's odd, but we're all doing odd things all the time. And some of those odd things, cultures and societies do so much that they think they're normal. And so we're all doing all these kind of strange things. And so if we inquire into them from the physical, the emotional, the mental, they'll take us to another place in the spiritual where all that's combined. So sometimes someone calls in and it's like a quick fix turnaround, and sometimes it's something that's inviting it to be worked at from a number of angles. So that's my invitation to you to approach it from all three ways. And
I've
then call back in a few weeks and tell us what you discovered.
I've heard what you said, and I will definitely take your advice. And I'm a follow-through type of person. So
awesome. I'd love to hear what your experience is from the follow-through.
I will, definitely. And Goddess is pretty familiar with me in the chat room, so she knows I'm around pretty regularly.
Oh, you are. I was going to say, the other person you can contact, and if I'll get your details if you drop me an email, is Lauren Porter. She founded Shroud, which is an organization on the East Coast that does house clearings and deals with all kinds of issues of what you have energetically in your house. And most of the work that is done is also at no charge. That's their gift of spirit. There's several experts who do that. So if you drop me an email, I will give you Lauren's contact details, but the organization is called Shroud. Other thing I'll just mention from personal experience from my dog, when I went through some issues with him allergy-wise, they had put him on a new dry dog food, and it has less water content in the dry dog food. And whenever he ate that, he tended to jack up his water consumption by about 5 times normal. So just check the water content also in the food, too, just to see if that possibly is it. Because some foods have more water content than others.
Okay.
And just keep watching for when Dr. Blake is going to be on.
Okay. So you definitely feel like there's an entity, then a spirit entity?
I feel there is an energy in the house that's just disconnected. It's not coming from you. It's not coming from Odie, and it's affecting Odie.
Okay. And so I just, okay. So, and that's who I go to, Wayne House, who's?
WayneHoff.com, WayneHoff.com.
I got the phone number. Okay. My computer's broke, so I have to, and I'm not getting a new one until after. Maybe before Christmas, but right around Christmas. So
you got 831-818-6980 for Wayne Hoff, anyone who needs a clearing out there also. Yes.
Okay.
But my main point is that there's something that's wanting to burst through when the loneliness comes up. And by fully immersing yourself into that sensation of loneliness, something different, this will assist something different that's wanting to happen between you and Odie. And that will help with this, too.
Because he is shy about me petting him. You know, he doesn't appreciate me reaching. You know, he always, whenever I reach for him, he, like, cowers. And I've never hit him, and he's never been abused or, you know, so that I know of, anyways. You know,
that
would be a whole
other question to get into. And so you could call me to do a session on that. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, thank you.
It's very
thank
good
you.
To meet you both. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye,
so
Jane.
I want to talk to everybody about what the kind of work is that I do, because I'm not a vet, and I will refer people who have veterinary questions to a vet. And, you know, an animal is like a person. If there's a physical issue, they deserve to have medical care, east, west, or otherwise. Dr. Blake happens to be a holistic vet who I very much respect, and he's helped my cat and numerous others for many, many years.
Oh,
what
amazing.
I do,
He's amazing. He was on the show. He's amazing.
What I do is, my background is I'm trained as a psychotherapist, and I work with people on a very spiritual level. My background's deeply spiritual. It's just the way I came in and how I am. And so what I'm doing is I'm tuning in to animals and people heart-to-heart telepathically. Telepathically is actually just the way we are. It's not anything woo-woo. We don't even have to say it's psychic. It's really just our truest connection when we take away all the additives of distraction and commotion that we've added on through culture and society. Not that those additives are bad or wrong, just that there's something deeper connecting us. So my job is to speak to animals and speak to people to assist them with what is trying to transform within them. And what is trying to transform within them starts to come up naturally when someone, a person or an animal, is being listened to. And so I'm just listening to what a heart is communicating, animal or person, and then I'm reflecting it back. So what is asking to be birthed through and transformed from that happens naturally. And I've worked in this way for many years with hundreds, probably thousands by now, of people all over the planet, animals and people. And time and time again, people and animals go through a significant transformation. Their lives are changed. What was a problem becomes a solution. You can read testimonials at animmiracles.com. We're putting up a lot more YouTubes to make this work more available. I want it to be available to as many people as possible, because I've experienced so many people changing problems that just wouldn't go away, with their relationships, with their career, with their spiritual goals, with their practical goals. I'm not a physical healer, but as a byproduct, many people have gone through physical healing. Don't call me for a physical healing. Call me if you have an emotional or personal question about something you're trying to transform or change or shift in your life, or something you're trying to understand about your animal. And as you can tell from the discussion I just had with this wonderful gentleman and his canine friend, sometimes things are going to not just pop in one phone call, but sometimes they do, but other times we need to go more in depth, address them from different angles, so that the shifts can occur.
That is well put. Very well put. It's hard when you don't understand what's going on with your pet, though. You know, we really want to communicate. I mean, we do communicate with our pets. We've talked about this before. But at times, you just wish they spoke in English.
They do, and we can learn. But they do. They are putting out pictures, words, and feelings all the time. So it's more a matter of us becoming more and more sensitized to our own heart and the language that's occurring underneath the language of the intellect. And as we do that, we do learn to talk, and we do find out our animals are talking to us. But while we're learning that, or if it's not our interest to learn that, we can call someone, and that's why I'm here, to translate what is it this animal is communicating, what is this animal's soul saying, what is this animal's personality saying, what is this animal's body saying. And I work as a translator for animals so that people find again and again, as they understand their animals better, something changes not only for the animal but with their selves as well, with the person as well.
And you're amazing at the gift that you have, the no ifs, ands, or buts. I found that at first, 30 seconds, first time out, it was like, wow. I knew more about Finn in 30 seconds. And we have a pretty tight bond, but you were absolutely amazing in explaining that. I have another unusual question. It's just, you know how things start to come to you over periods of time, and I've been getting inundated a lot in the last little while, which I think is important now to bring this up with respect to animals. We talk about the fight or flight response, and there's also the freeze response. And I know that a lot of things that happen to us stem within our physical bodies, and I mean our animals, that happens to them too, but they allow it to pass through. And are pets also there to assist us in perhaps releasing freeze responses that are trapped in the body?
This is a great question, because fight, flight, and freezing are all biological responses that have a really good purpose in evolution. And if you watch different species of animals when they're out, you know, searching for food, you'll see all these responses were embedded in the biology for a very, very good reason. What's happened is they've become something that is practiced without need. So they become very psychological in the human race, and we will fight when we don't need to. We will freeze when we don't need to, and we will run when we don't need to. Is this making us bad or wrong? No. It's just habit. It's just conditioning. So animals can remind us, they do remind us, that while we're freezing or fighting or running, if we step so fully into the inclination, the experience, the sensation of that impetus, something much deeper is occurring within it. A silence of peace and love is occurring within it. And if you watch animals when they're hunting, if you get a movie, you know, because it's not so, if it's, you can't see that, you don't, you're not necessarily in an environment where you can watch elephants and tigers and all kinds of animals, but if you watch like lots of species of animals when they're protecting their tribe and they're looking for food, and you see all those responses, but if you feel into it, while all that is happening, there's a deep, deep respect and love and kinship that can be happening among everyone, predator and prey. People do not like to hear that a lot of the time, but watch, feel. And this can be happening among all of us humans, because it actually is. When we feel through the layers of reaction, whether it's jealousy, defense, anger, fighting for the tribe, whatever it is that comes up in our psychological daily interactions, if we just stop from acting on them and don't run and don't fight, and if you're frozen, just feel into it and feel into the inclination to run or to fight and find out what's deeper inside that, you're going to find eventually a vast reservoir of peace. So don't go forcing yourself and saying, okay, now I'm feeling a vast reservoir of peace. Don't even trust me. Do an experiment and find out if what I'm saying is real. Step fully in this moment, right now, everyone listening on the radio, into whatever sensation you're having, whether it's like you're having an excited sensation like, oh, this sounds interesting, or you're saying, what the hell is she talking about? Leave me alone. Whatever you are experiencing, I invite you right now, the way the animals do, to step fully, to literally merge yourself into this experience of sensation, of feeling, that the Divine Mother is wishing for all of us, is inclining all of us to awaken into, so that the planet can evolve in a new way. And you will find a love that permeates every single thing that happens on this planet, that so that much of what you think you need to manage or control, you might not need to, as the animals know.
Oh, that was beautifully put. It's interesting because there was someone had sent me an amazing YouTube video of a polar bear that they were trying to tag, and it just showed the actual energy of the animal, and you could see first he was fearful of the helicopter that was kind of chasing them, and like he's running for his life, and then he stops, and you can see like, okay, he's prepared to fight this thing, and then he realizes that he really can't fight this thing, and he goes into the complete freeze response, and they ended up tranquilizing him and then, you know, doing what after. But as the tranquilizer ran off, you could see the release of the freeze response, and the animal is so into it, it just like processes it right out of the body by being in that actual freeze point, which we don't do.
Yeah, we can. If we give ourselves completely to the freeze or the fight or the running, if that's what, for every reason, we find ourselves doing, if we give ourselves to the experience of it, which is really different than giving ourselves to the next reaction to it or the explanation of it, everything's clear. Everything's spacious. Everything's light. Everything's neutral. Peace is here. What we seek in so many circumstances. If we're in fight or flight, we think we need to manage or control something to regain our peace. Or if it is, or else we're doing it to regain food, because that's where it started. It was a way of getting food and shelter. And so we've become so psychologically removed from the essential roots of that we usually are doing that because we think something needs to happen for us to feel happy or secure or in love. And all that needs to happen in any circumstance, the harshest to the most wonderful, is that we become so present in the sensation, not in an abstract meditation outside of the body, into the body, into the sensation, into the motion, takes you right through it and out it, and you find your wave upon wave beyond it and holding it. And this will sound so abstract until it's practiced. So anytime on the air, I invite people to call in to have me take you through this, because it's actually quite real. It's practical. It's not just some theory. And why would you call to do this? Because you'd like to know what it is to experience, be able to experience peace and love in any circumstance you're in, which is what animals of all species are so eloquently and admirably able to do.
Oh, that's beautifully put. Now, what is there any exercises that you'd like us to do or focus on, or is there anything that you can recommend that we do over the next few? Because we're back on air in 2 weeks to continue in our series, and this time we can perhaps give people something to do to help work and understand more. Number one, what you just mentioned earlier about actually getting into the emotional state of where you are and allowing, because I've done that exercise with you, and it's amazing where you end up. Not at all where you expected to, trust me.
Yes. So I have 3 invitations for everyone to practice, if you feel like it, between now and when I'm back in 2 weeks. You can practice them all day long. You can practice them once, you decide. And then to, as you come into insight, inspiration, or feeling stuck or having questions, to make a note of that and then bring that as a question to call in at the next show. But what the invitations are is to practice valuing gifts. So no matter what's happening, whether you think it's preferable or not preferable, to just stop and look at what is there to value. What is the gift here? The gift here is always. There's air and there's someone talking, and there's the miracle of vocal cords that make sounds so that we're connecting, and you decide what the gifts are, but to just stop and be in appreciation, be in gratitude for the value of the gifts that are right now, right here. And the second invitation I have for you to practice is to identify your purpose aim. So at any time, just stop and ask yourself, what is my purpose aim here? You might stop in the middle of something very exciting or a conflict and ask yourself, essentially, what's my purpose aim? Now, anytime people are in conflict, if they both stop or the group stop and ask, what
is... I think we're losing you there.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, Lori, I think we're losing your Skype connection.
I'm actually not on Skype, so I don't know what the problem is. Can you hear me now?
No, I'm not hearing you at all. It's completely distorted.
Okay, I'm going to call back.
Okay. I'm pretty sure Dr. Lori said she was going to call us right back. I say this is Dr. Lori Moore from Anna Miracles, and you can visit her website, www.annamiracles.com, AnnamiRcles.com. And there we are. Hello?
Carol, can you hear me now?
No, it's still not there. Let me try and call you back, okay?
Okay.
As I just find her number. Oh, bear with me here while I just discover her number. I do have it. Where are we here? And get this to work. Sorry. I don't have to do this too often, but we can do this. Let's see.
Hi, can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly now. Yeah, your Skype just seemed to just totally decide to go off into a whole new realm.
Okay, I have no idea what happened because I heard you perfectly, but let me pick off where I left off, and I don't know where I went out. So let me just go back to the second invitation. That was where we lost you. Okay, which is purpose aim. And so my invitation is that you stop during your day, and whether you're in a beautiful, harmonious moment or a question or a conflict, you just ask yourself, what's my purpose aim here? And whenever there's conflict between people or groups or anyone, if everyone stops, and if not everyone's stopping, just one can stop and ask, what's my purpose aim? Everything changes, because your purpose aim is always very essential. When we're in conflict, we think something's threatening what? Our peace, our joy, our security, our comfort. So we have to ask ourselves in one word, what's my purpose aim here? And once we take ourselves back to that purpose aim, there's a million ways it can be created. It's actually already happening in the moment. So after you practice your appreciation, your valuing of gifts, take yourself to your essential purpose aim. The more we do that, the more we feel life the way the animals do. The more clarity we have, the more we go back to a simple peace. There's religions that have created complicated formulas and all kinds of ways to get back to peace and love, but the animals make it so simple. They go from this neutral, awakened place where everything coming in is from peace and love. And part of that is because they're clear on their intentions. Any animal I speak to always knows their life intention, and it's always very simple. So my third invitation to you is what I've been speaking about during this show and previous shows. It's to stop and experience exactly what's happening on a sensation level. For some of you, it will be emotion. For some of you, it will be physical. Some will say, I'm not having an emotion or a physical experience. I'm having a thought. We'll go into that thought because in that thought, there's some kind of presence also. And whether you go through a thought, a physical sensation or emotion, if you begin to move 100% like the animals do into that experience, not your discussion about the experience, not your analysis of the experience, not what you think you need to do or about the experience, just into that feeling experience, it will take you somewhere different. And time again, people report that where it takes them is where animals ground their central point in a very benevolent, loving, neutral, peaceful energy in which all beings are connected in one heart.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And that's so much what the experience is like from my when you took me through that on air.
I'm so happy you got to experience that. And so I invite people to play with this for the next 2 weeks and then to call in so that I can assist you to go there, or you can share about how you ended up there on your own.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It's been wonderful, Dr. Lurie.
I love being on your show. It's so what a great honor and privilege. And for anyone who wishes to speak to me to book a session or find out more about seminars or books or anything in the interim, just please call me at 831-477-7007. That's 831-477-7007. Or visit the website, annamiracles.com. It's A-N-I, miracles.com. And thank you so much, Carol. It was great fun to be with you again.
Oh, I enjoyed it. And our next show is on the 21st of December. So looking forward to that next.
Take care.
Take care. Have a wonderful week. Good night. And that was Dr. Lurie Moore from Anna Miracles. And if you are having problems with your pet or you're not sure what your pet's trying to tell you, Dr. Lurie Moore does amazing intuitive readings or speaks to your... She's an amazing animal communicator is a better way of putting it. And her messages from your pet, both here and crossed over, will profoundly shift and heal your life and transform your relationship, because that's why you have the pets you have. Your pets chose you. They are here to work with you, to assist you, to heal you, to help you. And what better way than to get to know more why your pets are with you. Now, this is episode 2 of 7 with Dr. Lori Moore, and she is back on the 21st. Now, tomorrow night, I have Marie Diamond on. We're working on the law of gratitude. This is episode 3 of 4 on using the law of attraction to manifest our dream life of 2012. I also have on Sunday, the 11th, I have Brenda Bates, Medicine Woman. She hasn't been on for a little bit. She's back on. And we're going to be talking about path switching and finding your core. Amazing work that we're going to be doing. We spoke on the phone about this work, and I'm in that particular place. She is, and women in particular all across the planet have found themselves there with this 11-11 gateway that opened. So if you really want to do some shifting and some healing and moving in your life and find it where you are, please join us for our show on Sunday night. Now, next week, I have 7 amazing guests, 7 nights, 7 amazing guests. We have Margaret Paul, Dr. Margaret Paul from Inner Bonding. This is Healing Yourself. This is episode 3. On Tuesday, I have Jackie Lapine, Practical Conscious Creation. This is episode 2 of 2. I have on the 14th, Marie Diamond. Again, she is bringing it all together. This is episode 4 of 4. This is taking the law of radiance, the law of gratitude, the law of forgiveness, pulling them all together, and starting our actual manifestation with the law of transformation. So this is a show you do not want to miss. That is on the 14th, Wednesday. On the 15th, I have Tom Moore. Now, Tom Moore is the gentle way. This is all about benevolent requests, benevolent action, benevolent interaction. This is what? Or an intervention, benevolent intervention. This is all about connecting with our angels and our guides and requesting benevolent interaction and intervention to assist us in co-creating. On Friday next week, I have the amazing Susan Page. Now, she is the relationship expert, has been for 25 plus years. This is Single and the Holidays and Bringing in the Love You Desire. I have Dr. Dane here on Saturday the 17th. It is 2 hours. This is Getting Rid of the Holiday Blues is the name of his series, 3 episodes. But in particular, it's getting out of the muck we are in is specifically what's happening. And Rika Zimmerman on the 18th. And this is all about creating your dream life for 2012. So that's what we have coming up over the next 10 days. So I hope you can join me. This is part of the Holiday Thrival Kit teleseries. 11 guests, over 33 shows. I hope you can join us. So I'm going to say that for now, you have an amazing week until we connect again tomorrow night. And we look forward to talking to you then. I'll say namaste.